This podcast and everything that is said throughout is a joke. Do not believe anything you hear. Do not rely on any statements that are made about any legal issues. If you have any concerns or questions about a legal matter, you should speak to an attorney. Now please, attempt to focus your limited mental capabilities on enjoying the Office of the General Counsel. Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. Hello. Welcome to another episode of Office of General Counsel. I apologize. I was mid-sip on my power drink, let's call it. And welcome to another episode. It's great. We love doing this podcast, and I love working here where I'm not under threat constantly and where I'm not in fear for my life at all. Why would you be? That's not a normal thing to have happen on a job, and that's not what I'm doing. I'm fine. Ken, how are you today? First, I'm sorry. I should introduce myself properly. I'm Ed Coleman. You can call me Edward A. Coleman Esquire, or you can call me a jerk that doesn't deserve respect and is constantly being made fun of. How are you, Ken? Ken, this is Ken Lucas, our intrepid producer.
Well.
I'm glad to hear you're well. We should all feel well. Listeners, I hope you're feeling well.
Are you feeling well?
I'm feeling a little down, but positive. I'm fired up, yet diminished.
You really managed to get that stink off you. I applaud you. Lots of tomato juice, I guess.
You know what the most... it was the scrubbing. I've gone to a... There are a few scrubbing centers in Hudson County that you can go to that... What they do, they work for various departments of public works for different cities and municipalities, and they have giant scrubber brushes, trucks that, like, blast water at you, and then there's...
Brillo.
And unfortunately, you have to pay those guys time and a half to do that. They get out these, like... I guess if you've ever seen an elephant washed... Washed. If you ever seen an elephant
washed.
Washed. It's washed. You're right. Sorry. I was thinking...
You're from Boston.
I was thinking of the way John McCain speaks, Washington. But the if you've ever seen an elephant washed, they use those giant long brushes, you know, so they stand back. And that I had to do that every day for the last couple, you know, days. But it finally got off. I feel like a new man. I've been using too much Axe body spray as a result, though. So I apologize for any... brain inhibiting gases that reach you. Anyway, Ken, I'm not doing well, I guess I'll say. You know, I tried to complain about the assault and homicidal maniac who had attacked me a couple of episodes ago, and it didn't go well within the company.
Who is that, Thatch?
Yeah.
You guys seem like old pals. You just like I said last time, you walked out of here arm in arm, like a couple of drinking buddies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then there's the Gowanus bath I took, and the, you know, I was knocked out, put in a trunk, you know. I'm still going to physical therapy. That's going well, at least. My physical therapist is great.
You know what I did find interesting about that episode? Dare I bring it up?
No, tell me. We should always be... Ken.
Should always be honest with each other. Ed?
As best friends, we should always be honest with each other.
I went to the juicer. Remember that?
Yes. That's right. You went away.
When I came back to edit the episode...
Oh, you listened into that? I didn't know that you listened to the episodes when you edited them.
I got to hear when to make cuts and all, Ed.
That makes sense now that I think about it.
And there was this whole thing about a book, writing a novel.
Yeah. That
seems so secretive about it, but you didn't realize you were being recorded, I guess.
The novel's going to be huge, for sure.
and I'm excited.
Well, no, it's got nothing to do with it. It's, you know, I mean, I should approach Stu to see if Unwinnable wants to, you know, print it and publish it. I don't have it. You know, it's
autobiographical.
Although here's, it's, you know, it's taking the courtroom presence that I have, and but like amplifying a little bit and making it that much more. Not too much more, because it's pretty great already, but you know, it amplifies it in a way that makes it, you know, screen worthy for a movie. If anybody wants to option the movie before it's even done being written, that's an op. You know, you can do that.
50 Shades of Ed.
Oh, that's interesting. I'll think about that. 50 Shades of Ed. I don't mind getting spanked, to be honest. Anyway, so I've been doing physical therapy, as I've said. So if I have to, actually, I should do a little bit of stretching right now, if you don't mind. I'm just going to. Okay. Every once in a while, I just have to stretch a little bit right now to just get over the effects of being in the Gowanus. The
sound of stretching you had there.
You know, it's just like a little look at. It's those little muscles that are still toxic. But here's the thing, Ken. I can't let this go. There's a conspiracy around us. We all know it. Every day, I get one or two messages from people saying, something's up. They agree with me. It's overwhelming, the response. One or two a day.
One or two out of hundreds of people in this building.
Out of billions of people in the world, it seems small. Out of hundreds of people in the building, I mean, it's something.
Seems small.
It seems small, yeah. But, oh, so are you suggesting they're also pranksters? That even these people who are trying to get the truth out are pranksters?
I mean, you did send a PI on that guy. You did send him a weird message. What did you expect was going to happen?
Yeah, when I say PI, I feel bad about that.
I don't think it's anyone here.
I fibbed to everybody when I said there was a PI. I heard that the janitor that I've never met, not been on the show yet.
Dylan.
I heard that he always wanted to be PI or like a fucking... Damn it! I got so close. I was really about to ease into the interview and I blew it. Ah, that would have been a sweet $50 because that's all I get now because of a contractual thing that I read through. It's disappointing. I apologize to my evangelical Christian listeners for that cuss word. It was wrong of me, and I will try not to do it again. But once the floodgates are open, you better know I'm going to fucking do it again. Anyway, as I was saying, Dylan, I heard he wanted to be a private investigator or a repo man or a garbage person. I don't know what it was, but he was the person. I got in contact with somebody who knew him through channels, and he's the person I sent out. I don't know if I can trust that PI work. He might have been part of the prank. I'm going to add him. Oh,
add him to the list. You got a list going?
Cha-ching! Witness list. Let me just write down my witness list so far. Number one, Ted Goldman.
You just made the list.
Whoop. Number two.
What? Wait, who is number one?
Ted Goldman.
Terrible. Ted is the nicest guy in this place.
Yes, and he's also the nicest person on my list of potential. Number two.
Let me text Ted. I got to let him know what's going on here.
Dylan.
You don't want to mess with Ted. He's a lawyer. Dylan. Well, that guy's weird. Bobby from shipping should be on your list.
Ken, that is a great call. Thank you, best friend Ken. Bobby, shipping.
I don't know if I'd go with best friend, but...
Let me just get this list down here. Bobby, shipping, previous prankster. The previous prankster. That sounds like the old Batman show. Like, what's Batman going to do with the previous prankster? With the... I've been watching a lot of that recently.
Great.
Thank you. So I'm trying to, in order to do this investigation right, which needs to be done, and I think that it needs to be done, it's clear. The company can't function this way. We can't have me freaking out about, you know, a potential conspiracy within the building. It's absurd. Holy shit.
I hear there's an investigation.
Oh, hey, everybody. This is unexpected, but the Stu siren obviously went off. Stu, how are you doing?
Good.
Welcome to the office of the General Counsel.
What? Good.
Oh, you're not doing well.
No. What's this about an investigation?
Yeah, do you hear this guy, Stu?
No, I'm just suggesting that some sort of investigation. I mean, I was literally abducted on air and taken away and then dumped in a Superfund site, so I just thought maybe it was a prank of some sort.
I'm texting Ted right now to let him know that you got him number one on your list of suspects.
Ooh, in fairness, he's number two under... No, you're right, he's number one. Sorry.
Let it go, Ed. Just let it go.
No, but
you're going to be up to your nose in it.
What's the harm? The nose
in it. You're going to run into some guys, and they're going to make sausage out of you. Literally, they're going to make you into hot dog.
What?
You just got to let it go.
I don't know that this...
See this right here?
This is a legitimate company.
That's a hot dog grinder.
So that gigantic metal thing in your hand,
mm-hmm.
Where does the hot dog go in?
I'm just going to leave this right here.
Oh! No, it's got like hot dog coming out of it or something.
That's like a nice addition to your...
I'm just saying, if you continue with this investigation, somebody might use a device like that to grind you into hot dog.
I'm getting a text from Ted. Hold on a second. Oh, you could continue talking. I'm just going to pay attention to Ted.
Send Ted my best.
Thanks, Stu. I will do.
Guys, I mean, Stu, you're not concerned about the fact that there's a conspiracy happening potentially within this company?
There's no conspiracy.
A murderous conspiracy?
How could anything happen in this company that I don't know about, Ed?
Yeah, but then you're... Hey, let's... Yeah, I mean, investigations...
How can you put an investigation on a company you work for?
Right, the points that you guys are making about company... So, that makes sense. We don't... Investigations are dumb, and they're...
They make a lot of hot dogs out of you.
They take... I feel like you make terrible hot dogs. I'm mostly bones and elbows, so...
Marrow tastes good.
Mmm...
Lori's a little greasy. It's good for the grill.
Well, I'm glad we had this little conversation.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for coming by. It's always nice to see Stu in the office.
Yeah,
General
Stu.
We always say,
yay!
Oh, what the fuck? This is like a mini crowd he brought with him or something. But, that was fun. Stu came by and said hello. Kind of like when Mr. McFeely dropped by and...
I left the hot dog machine. Hold on.
Oh, yes. Don't leave without that hot dog machine.
Nope.
We did it for the barbecue.
Mm. Yep.
But
I wasn't invited to a barbecue, but I guess that's fine.
Ted throws a huge July 4th barbecue every year. It's so awesome to be there.
Oh, yes. You guys are going to hear this a few
DJs,
weeks after, but yeah.
He's got everything. Ribs, chicken, vegan options. I mean, Ted throws a big bash. We're there all day. Field day games. He's got such a huge mansion, in-ground pool. He's got a video arcade. He's got a bowling alley. It's so awesome.
He lives in a mansion. It's funny you should mention that. I'm actually moving. Soon, which is very stressful for me. I'm
to a closet.
Not exactly. It's underneath the Port Authority bus terminal in New York. They have storage lockers, like large storage lockers. I spoke to a homeless guy recently who said that some of them are large enough that you can fit yourself and some of your belongings. And yeah. Due to some recent cutbacks in my salary, because of the
Ted's over an Alpine.
medical problems I've had, nice. You know, Medicare for all, for God's sakes, people, because I really can't afford this. But anyway, a lot of my medical bills I have to downsize drastically, and so I'm going to be moving into a locker underneath the Port Authority.
Nice.
Yep. So that's exciting, though. It's always nice to have change in life. You know, you need to reinvigorate yourself and, have another reason to pick yourself up by your bootstraps, which is a phrase that all people love because you know, it demands that they be better than the hard work they're already doing, and it's not demeaning at all. Anyway, that interaction actually kind of screws up my guest for the day. You know, I've been thinking a lot about conspiracies. I watched JFK. I rewatched the first season of True Detective because of all the. I feel like that helped. You know, I really kind of. I was like, yeah, this conspiracy stuff is good. It's good to think about.
Show.
Good things happen when
Twin
you do.
Peaks.
I also joined Scientology accidentally. I'm not sure how that happened, but I was.
I don't think we could talk.
Yeah. And
it was one of them. Huh?
Who?
Paying your dues?
Stop investigating.
What the fuck?
Maybe that was good old Stanley.
Stanley Spiemer?
Yeah.
Spiemer?
Spiemer.
Telling you to stop investigating.
Where's that coming from? Is that from the tubes?
Yes.
Let me check the tubes.
From the tubes.
Let me hold on. I'm just going to open the door. I've never opened the door without a tube being in there to stop the air going. I'm just going to open the tube for a second.
Don't put your head in there.
I can hear you through the tubes. Ooh, whoa. Well, Stu can hear us through the tubes, and that's always exciting. Now we know that Stu can hear us through the tubes, and that Stanley Spiemer is always watching us. And
Spiemer.
Whatever. This is weird because our interview is actually I'm supposed
everything
to.
Through the tubes.
Oh my god, Ken, this is, you know what?
It's pretty cool.
Hey, Stu,
what's going on, Ken?
So cool,
guys. I am all alone and I'm under assault, and I need protection and your support, and I'm gonna start a GoFundMe to save Ed. From his own job that, you know, that pays him pretty well. So actually, it's anyway, but
that seems trendy.
What?
Start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, I figure I should just do one, you know, like I think
god,
I can.
I'm coming back down.
Oh, God. All right, so Stu, we have to get out of this office quickly.
Where are we going to go?
Well, luckily, our interviewee needs secrecy himself because he's got a hot tip about this conspiracy. This conspiracy.
Why are you whispering?
Because I don't want to hear it. I don't want Stuart to hear it, so I'm trying to whisper.
This office is marble. The sound bounces around. He probably already heard you.
No, not yet. I'm telling you. Okay, after the break, we're going on a trip. Hi, are you tired of the dumb clothes you wear? Well, good news. This is Ed Coleman from the Office of General Counsel. You're already listening to me talking, but I'm also doing an ad for a new company I just started. It's an LLC, and I'm going to reap all the benefits from it. It's a pass-through kind of thing for my income, but anyway. It's called Snazzy Seconds. Snazzy Seconds. You want to wear clothes that have been worn by Ed Coleman, the Office of General Counsel? Of course you want to wear clothes that Ed Coleman's worn. They look great. If you happen to be his exact size, which is a little bit awkward and specially tailored in certain ways, especially the elbows and the knees and parts about the hip, and the neck is a little bit tighter than most, and the ears are involved, but that's you know, not neither here nor there. But listen, if you want to look great and look super skinny and also sick, then you want to sign up for Snazzy Seconds. A box will arrive at your house, and inside of that box will be clothes that Ed Coleman has previously worn, and he looked good in them in time. You know, like, look fine, and they're going to show up at your house, and you can wear them second. They're not sloppy, they're snazzy. Not sloppy seconds, they're snazzy seconds. Clothes that Ed Coleman has worn, and he's selling them for money because he needs it. Hey, okay, welcome back to the show. This is, it's gotten crazy, actually. We're on the move here. We're on sub-basement 3 or 4? I'm not even sure. Ken knows where he's going. I don't... We're just... Ken. Came up on my fence.
Jesus.
It is dark down here.
I got this Mickey Mouse bag that I had from the time we went to the standards and practices. It survived in the tiger pit.
Don't remind me of that. This is... Whoa!
Someone just came out of that door.
Jesus. Keep moving.
Keep going.
Oh, it's a door. It's Ian in the door.
Let's hope he doesn't see us.
Rich.
Come on, let's go.
Okay. Keep going. Ken, keep going. Whew. Okay. That was weird.
Let me set up some of the gear.
We're down in the cave, technically. And I've not been here before, but this is where my informant, my own personal deep throat, that's not how I should have phrased that, but this is where they wanted to meet. I don't know who this person is, but I've been told they have information about this conspiracy against me.
Well, I have the mic set up, and I got some nice night vision gear, because it's kind of dark in here.
Yeah, it's weird, and there's like weird noises happening constantly. It's very strange. I don't know what's going on. Can you see me? Wait.
You hear that?
Yeah. I can't see. It's very dark down here, but...
Here, put these goggles on.
Hold on. Let me put these goggles on. Well, I can see. Now I just see everything's all green. Ooh, this is like from The Silence of the Lambs. That part of The Silence of the Lambs where nothing happened. Whoa! Is that... Okay, so the code name I've been given is... Grunkle. What was that? Is that you, Grunkle?
Are you Edward A. Coleman, Esquire?
Yes. Did you contact me with information about certain matters within Unwinnable?
Do you understand anything about subliminal messaging?
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's a good question. That's what I say.
Get your own words.
I know, but I mean, we were looking at each other, and you were right. It was cool.
Can you even see me? It's so dark in here. Oh, I did give you the.
We are almost nose to nose because I'm so scared. Yeah, I do understand subliminal messages. What can you tell me about?
Are you a regular reader of underground newspapers? Like the Village Voice?
Oh, I thought you meant... I thought you meant living underground. No, I...
Well, that's for anti-war activists. That's not what we're talking about here.
Okay, we...
I understand you have a conspiracy theory. I'm your man. Talk about conspiracy theories. Tell me what you think is a conspiracy, sir, please.
I'm just realizing now that this is almost like a palm reading. Now I can see in the dark a little bit. My eyes have adjusted, and there's like a... almost like a tarot thing going on. Okay, yeah. I think...
feel like you're worried about the emergency powers of the United States government.
Certainly. Yeah, definitely, yes. But, I mean, that's not my main thing for being here. This is more individualistic in my own problems, but...
So it's more of an earth magic thing.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I'm afraid of being buried alive.
Did you know that Stonehenge is an early warning system for the apocalypse?
I like this guy already.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is really up your alley.
You're
now.
You're cool, Grunkle.
Make sure we pay attention. We have to figure this out. I feel this is code.
Were you followed by the CIA?
No. I mean, not to my knowledge. I mean, any of that...
The NSA?
No.
NATO?
Maybe. I mean, they're everywhere.
Rifkinites?
I don't even know what they are. I mean, okay, let's just... I just wanted to talk...
Elvis?
Whoa. Certainly not followed by Elvis.
Well, he's not dead. Did you know that?
I knew that.
I mean, I guess I didn't care either way. I mean, he's...
He's in Germany, I believe.
Okay, Grunkle, if I could just try to redirect your attention for a moment. Do you know who put me in that trunk and who dumped me in the river? Who did that?
It was in a car, yes?
Yes, I was put into a car.
Have you considered OPEC?
The oil-producing countries of the Middle
East. The car had to be powered by something, correct?
Sure, yeah.
It wasn't going to be powered by nuclear energy now, was it?
I've been tested recently for radiation, just in case. So I don't think the doctors considered.
Did that happen in England?
No. I've never been to England.
Somebody put a hex on you.
Yes. Thank you. Now, so now Grunkle's talking sense. A hex has been put on me.
By who?
By a head in a jar?
That could be Ted Goldman, because he's annoying, and heads in jars are annoying. I agree, that's stupid. I see you shaking your head. You're right, Ken. That's dumb. I'm sorry.
Mr. Producer, have you had any technical problems lately?
I think we have.
Perhaps gremlins.
Oh, perhaps.
Are to blame?
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It could be. The Earth magic and the NATO and the early warning system in Stonehenge.
Yes.
Gremlins don't like Stonehenge.
No. I think Ed is a gremlin.
Well, actually. I do know that there's that one, that one department has, they call themselves the Gremlins for the basketball, the intramural basketball league we have here.
That basketball court, the unwinnable basketball court, is built on the grave of a mass murder. Did you know that?
I didn't, although it makes sense. That's why I cry all the time when I play
Hundreds
basketball.
Hundreds of journalists snuffed out in their prime, buried there. Did you realize this?
What? This is crazy. We're getting some good shit here, Ken. I mean, not pertinent to my own selfish situation.
You talk about this stuff with Stu. Are you crazy?
No, I agree. We should not talk about
you.
This. No, we shouldn't.
I am.
We're
not
in this together, Ken.
No, I'm not.
You're here.
In your department.
You're here with Grunkle. It's me, you, and Grunkle. And also Ian and his tour, who's back there somewhere. It's not great.
By the popcorn machine.
The cards are unclear. Tell me more things about your plight.
Okay, so I was kidnapped from my office.
That was a hoax, I believe.
What?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay, right. And then I was put in a trunk, and then I
you were brought to swingers? Was it a group of swingers? Was it a key party? Was it in the suburbs? Was it a nice mid-century modern home? Was there punch?
I guess you can consider the Gowanus a punch. Like a brew of just like sludge.
It's all starting to make sense.
Yeah.
Ed went out for a wild night.
And
with
people
thatch.
Were totally fucking
Is
nearby.
Is it possible that that party was surveilled by a space station or a satellite? Did you consider that?
I didn't. I thought this was more of a low-level intra-office conspiracy to embarrass and degrade me. I'm starting to distrust Grunkle, actually. I feel like now that I look at what's going on, I can see there's a lot of card flipping happening.
Grunkle is the unwinnable Nostradamus, let me tell you. He's speaking the truth.
Grunkle? That's great branding. Grunkle is the unwinnable Nostradamus.
Can you wait a moment while I shuffle
more? Sure. Oh, I've got all the time in the world now. Yep.
I think you're turning the colds card there.
Although I'll say you're a great shuffler. Like it goes around your head and stuff. Like I don't know how you do that. You flip it around.
The Shriners, I believe, is where you might want to look. If that is interesting to you. Perhaps, maybe.
Shriners.
Yeah, maybe they qualify with like a question.
Get a fez.
Did you know that the Shriners are the caretakers of the Ark of the Covenant? It all ties together.
That doesn't make sense based on what I know.
Get a fez.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, put it in the possession of the U.S.
But think,
government.
I already told you about Stonehenge and the great calamity that's coming.
Like none of this is pertinent to me or my situation.
Yes.
Like now,
a bodyguard?
Oh, I don't. Do I need one? Grunkle, tell me. Do I need a bodyguard?
Do you think you do?
Yes. I certainly can't guard my own body. I am not qualified.
He's a goon.
Or willing.
I think you must seek the crystal skull.
Okay. It's interesting. We just mentioned Indiana Jones and then crystal skull comes up.
It's buried in a crop circle.
Damn.
Wrapped in the Shroud of Turin.
Okay.
And guarded by ninjas.
Is this just like a mixed metaphor? Or is this like a...
Sounds cool, though.
I feel like I'm playing Cards Against Humanity against myself. Like it's just me and I'm losing the entire time.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's a good metaphor for life.
Cards against Ed-manity.
But what do you think of that?
Not great, I guess.
Not what?
I don't feel good about it.
You don't feel good?
I don't like it.
Perhaps we should march on Washington.
Okay.
You did say that you were concerned about the overreach of their emergency powers. I believe that this might be something we should investigate.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay, guys. You're right. I just got cosmic brain. I'm cosmic brain level. I'm galactic brain right now. Grunkle is telling me that this conspiracy goes all the way to the White House, or at least the centers of power of Washington. That's how deep this goes.
You said you had Galactus brain or Thanos brain?
Thanos brain, what?
You said no, you had galactic brain.
Cosmic brain.
Like, compare yourself to Galactus. He's like the world eater.
No, galactic. I'm saying I've achieved, there's normal
Galactus,
brain.
I'm Thanos.
Okay, well, you can be who you want to be. Whatever. I'm just saying. I've achieved this giant brain which says, you guys.
That's actually your ego.
There are 13 cyborg soldiers with a liberal agenda. And they will help you find your way if you believe that that is what you need to seek. Is that what you need to seek? The crystal skull wrapped in the Shroud of Turin, guarded by ninjas, buried in a crop circle?
Oh, boy.
I think that will solve all of your problems, yes?
Collecting ninjas, buried in a crop circle. It's warriors that we seek. A crystal skull. Yeah, okay. This makes sense to me.
Guess we'll finally be able to see if that's really pain on the shroud.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I think that we made good headway here into the conspiracy that we're trying to track down, which is definitely happening, and it's really serious, and it's against me, and it's concrete, and it's easy to track down.
You're looking for Jimmy Hoffa's body, right?
I love conspiracies. Boy.
You know, I think that Grunkle might be trustworthy.
You should go to Chicago and check out Al Capone's safe, maybe.
Yeah, okay. We'll have to grow a very substantial mustache before that.
OOTGC on the road to nowhere. Yeah.
You're saying off campus. Ooh, I'm into that. Because so far we've only been in building when we're off site.
Maybe I'll do it with Ted.
Well, the cave was nice. It was creepy. It was a weird place to have a meeting, and I won't do it again.
Do you know my name?
What is your name, Grunkle?
Would you believe me if I said Ross Perot?
Not really. I mean, that's... Sure. Let's be polite. Yes, Grunkle, you're Ross Perot.
Do you know Vermin Supreme?
No, I'm sorry.
Mm.
I'm from Texas.
Ah, Ross Perot from Texas. Okay. Everybody, let's thank everybody for listening. And
I'm not that Ross Perot, though.
Right, he's the tarot card reading conspiracy.
I think he spells it P-A-R-R-O-T-E.
Like parrot with an E at the end of it?
Perot.
Right. Great. Again, everybody, I'm just going to end this episode. It's good. This is another disaster. I'm trying to find out whether or not Ted Goldman had anything to do with my own kid.
Ted Goldman? Why didn't you say that name earlier?
Well, I thought you were giving me information. What can
you
tell
me? What do you know about currency speculation?
Very little. What can you tell me about Ted Goldman and me?
Have you consulted the signs? The man's name is Ted Goldman. Do you not understand the connection?
Like, so he's like some kind of IMF, Illuminati controlling the world. Oh, this is great. Give me something good.
No, it's just
Grunkle.
That he has a golden heart.
No,
he cares.
No, Grunkle's going through a lot of cards here. He's really going, and he's finding the. Oh my God, this is feverish.
I don't see anything. I'm sorry. They're all blank.
Ted Goldman! Well, okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. And we're just going to end this show. Once again, we're still on the trail. Hot on the trail. The mole, who is definitely somebody here. And it's probably Ted Goldman.
I love you, Ted.
We're 50% sure, 51% sure at least, that it's Ted Goldman at this
you're,
point.
You're 41% sure.
China.
Korea.
Please subscribe to Unwinnable Monthly. Go to unwinnable.com and subscribe there. And,
the John Birch Society? Have you considered them?
I consider them for everything. Those guys are assholes.
Did he tell you he was a Scientologist?
No, I accidentally signed up for Scientology. Part of this conspiracy thing, it was, I didn't mean to do it. I apologize to anybody who thought I was a Scientologist.
I can't believe you're a Scientologist. If I had known that, I would not have shown up.
Wait, with all the weird shit you're doing, you're going to criticize me for Scientology?
Scientology is a bridge too far, I think.
Yeah, but it was an accident. I'm just saying it's an accident. I never went to any...
Signs up to Scientology?
I've accidentally signed up for so many religions, you guys. It's all of them, for the most part. I'm trying to ramp down the show, but... Grunkle, I'd like to thank you for coming on, and if there's any further information you can provide for me other than to tell me that you love Ted Goldman and... I don't know that I might die. I don't know. Ken, thanks for coming to the cave with me.
I'm leaving you down here. I'm going back up to the office.
Oh, wait for me. Wait, no, wait for me, guys. Okay. Oh, we got to go quick.
Give me these mics. I got
to
go.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm running away from the grungle, but I'm trying to get away. Okay. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening.
This elevator pushed a button already.
Guys, until next time, we'll figure this out. It's definitely Ted Goldman.
See ya, Grunkle.
Bye-bye.